Republican leaders here in the U.S. want to make a push for a balanced budget amendment. American voters will probably be hearing a lot about that in the fall and in the upcoming presidential campaign. But the U.S. isn't the only country considering legislation that would force the government to balance its books. So is Spain, as the world's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
The sovereign debt crisis battering Europe has pushed Spain's ruling socialists to do what was once unthinkable for them, make it illegal for the government to spend more than it takes in. Today in Parliament, government spokesman José Antonio Alonso said he was satisfied that lawmakers have paved the way for just such a constitutional amendment.
Somos un país cumplidor.
He said Spain is a country that keeps its word. Gentlemen, in negotiating this agreement, the Socialist Party has understood the necessity of maintaining the country's stability, precisely so that we may preserve what is untouchable, he said, our high level of social services for which we fought so hard. Those social services include free health care, schooling, and generous unemployment benefits. But before the crisis, there were budget surpluses to fund such programs. Now, some politicians argue, an obligatory balanced budget will all but guarantee big spending cuts.
Si vamos a votar en contra, por tanto, no es porque estemos en contra del control del déficit y del endeudamiento.
Josu Erkoreka of the National Basque Party said he was voting against the balanced budget amendment, not because he's against controlling debt, but because he says this rigid measure will limit the power of government to act, narrowing its fiscal margin and forcing it to abandon key tools that it needs. Tools such as the ability to invest public funds to jumpstart the economy or simply to fund welfare programs, and not just for one fiscal year, but forever.
De lo que se trata es de una simple imposición del Banco Central Europeo.
In the Spanish Parliament today, leftist lawmaker Joan Ridao called it an imposition from the European Central Bank, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and the European right. Ridao was referring to Germany and France's demand that all 17 members of the Eurozone pass balanced budget amendments by the end of next year to prevent future Greece-style crises. Currently, Germany is the only Eurozone country with a balanced budget written into its constitution. But some analysts say the call for Euro-wide amendments is more about assuring investors that the Eurozone is stable. Germany's amendment has a loophole that does allow for deficit spending if, quote, market developments deviate from normal conditions. In other words, if Berlin needs to spend its way out of any future crisis, it could probably do so. As for Spain, the balanced budget amendment easily cleared its first hurdle in Parliament today, but opponents of the measure, including labor unions, aren't giving up. They're already planning to stage street protests against the measure in the next few days. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.